When I joined the academy, my missus didn't talk to me for, you know, the 2 days. I felt, Libby, did I do the right thing here? As soon as I had, like, you know, the Monday mastermind, everyone doing deals, all my fear, uncertainty, start disappearing, Shani.
So you're a soldier, and now you've become a soldier in the property market too.
If you are in the job and rely on one income, you will die with the job.
How much are you making in profit every month?
From my 5 rent to rent, I was making 6 grand a month. I see all these strategies, lease option agreement, BRR, HMO, deal selling, service accommodation. These are the strategies we put in our toolbox. Being in academy allows me which toolkit to take out and apply to it.
Nabrindra, welcome to Winners on a Wednesday. Over the last 6 or 8 months, you've managed to build up a property portfolio and you are now financially independent. So congratulations.
Thank you, Samuel. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for allowing me to come to your house and share my stories. Because of your training, mentorship, you know, I'm here today. And hopefully, you know, I can share some of my stories and inspire others.
Amazing.
Especially to the newcomers.
Yeah, 100%. And you do on the mastermind calls. You just drop nuggets and people have learned so much from your story. So it's an honor to have you with us. Why don't you start by just telling us your backstory, where you're from, and how this all started?
Yeah, so, you know, I came to this country in 2008 as a Gorkha soldier. So it was tough, but it was tough because we had to go through the vigorous selection process. So 20,000, that time, 20,000 young people tried to join the British Army. And everyone's dream, they trained for years to be there. And you'll get one opportunity every year. And then from out of 20,000, only 260 will come to the, you know, the UK as a Gorkha soldier. That's why, you know, when I say why Gorkha soldiers are best in UK, because these soldiers are not normal man. They are come here by being get selected. Mm. And that's why, you know, the I came here, so I had a firepower, you know, the from that moment.
Yes.
And that's how we came to UK, Samuel.
So you're a soldier?
Yes.
And now you've become a soldier in the property market too?
Yes, of course. Because we have a really, really good discipline. If you are a real soldier in the army, they'll teach you the values and the standards. And if you follow that and apply that into your, you know, the property business, and then if you get the right skills and mindset from, like, you know, the good mentor like yourself, it makes, you know, our life easier.
How did you get the time to go into property when you were a full-time soldier?
It was really like, you know, I was so busy until 2020. So in the 2020, we had COVID. So before that, I was so focused on my job only. Didn't know anything about property. In 2020, when lockdown happened, then that's the time we had time to sit down at home and then, you know, read, watch some of this stuff. And I came across your, you know, the YouTube channel. And that's how I was watching, and I just found, wow, this probably, you know, this is the, you know, the next thing I need to do.
Yeah.
And that's how I knew that I found you.
So what was it about property that attracted you? Why did you want to get into property?
You always talk about property gives you a choice. It's a vehicle to get from A to B. So I saw my grandfather. He served in British Army. And then he had one house. And always, you know, he had one house. And after he retirement, after 24 years, then after 2-3 months, he had to go security job again. And I thought, why? He did 24 years. Mm-hmm. Then why he has to go to another job again? Yeah. And then the reason was, and I found the reason was, he couldn't survive with the pension he had that time to cover the living expenses.
Right.
Because he still got mortgage, he still got, you know, he wanted to go like 2 or 3 times holiday a year. If you just have one income, how can you, you know, survive with one income? So he has no option but to go and find another job. That's why when you always mention about if you are in the job and rely on one income, then either you will die with the job. And I think it's true.
Yeah.
That's why I want to create multiple stream of income so that I can have choice. If I want to love my job, I can do part-time or flexible hours. But if I don't want to do it, then I can quit and still I'll be living happily.
Yes. So you're still a soldier?
Still I'm a soldier.
And you love it?
I love my job.
But now you're in a position whereby you've got a retirement plan, you've got good cash flow. How much are you making on your property business in profit every month?
So from my five rent to rent, especially last year in the summertime, occupancy rate was really, really good. So I was making $6,000 a month. But in the winter now, even if it, you know, the occupancy rate is low, I'm still making between $3,500 to $4,000 a month.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's a full-time salary.
Absolutely.
And also your wife, your partner?
Yes.
Your wife?
Yes.
She's now quit job.
Yes. So can I tell you a little bit story of what happened? Basically, I'm working full-time in my job. And then in the army, it's like once you are in the army, it's like 24 hours. So if they call you anytime, you have to be ready to deploy anytime.
Right.
So in that time, what happened was my missus was working in care home as well, 12 hours shift every day. And at that time, when army told me you have to deploy in a short period of time, then her boss was upset because we have two growing children, and then now she has to look after the kids, and then her employer saying, why didn't you give five weeks notice? So it brought the discomfort in our family. And then always my missus was like, we have like in the military, we got like 38 days like paid leave. Every time we got like summer leave. Okay, dear husband, you look after the kids. Okay, I go to care home so that we can make extra money. And I was asking to her, why? When I have summer leave, you say you want to go to work. Why we have to live this kind of life?
Yeah.
Let's find something. There must be something that we can do, and then we can create our good life, good time, family time, freedom time. That's why Samuel, that's the driving force for us.
How does she feel to be able to quit work now?
She's loving it. So in the past, again, because of our job and my job, we have to take kids early breakfast club. Always early in the morning, kids didn't like that. Mm. Now, she can spend her time with them as many as she wants. That's and then she has time, probably she does 1 or 2 hours in the laptop, and is still making more money than what she used to earn from care home, Samuel.
It's powerful. So where are your properties then?
So when we started the rent to rent, the first one was in our patch area in the Ipswich. So that's the first one.
Yeah.
And then second one and third one is in Liverpool. Okay. So that's one. And then the two is still in my area, not close to the Ipswich, but within 1.5 hour radius, three, yes, of them, and other three in the Wallis area, close to Merseyside. Yeah.
So how did you manage to convince the landlords or the letting agents to give you the properties when you had no experience in property whatsoever?
I had the multiple the no's, absolutely. But you, as you teach always, you have to go for big big list. You mean, yes. What I mean by that is talking to as many landlords as possible. After the many rejection, I got one yes. And then after that one, it's all about how you solve your landlord, how you build your reputation. Once I got my first one, the same landlord, she said, you want another one? I got another properties. Yeah. That's how I got it. Even I don't have to go to other the landlords. She gave me that one. And with the two, I use as the evidence. I use as a weapon to tell others, look, I have these two rent-to-rent portfolio. And if you want to see, if you have any doubt, because there are so many people out there don't know how the rent-to-rent business works, and then they piss the landlord, and then they do in a wrong way, and then the landlords think is a spam, and then they hate as soon as they hear company lets. Well, in my case, I said, look, I have everything to prove you. My reputation, if you want to have a look, my background, I want to pass it, my, you know, the landlord's, current landlord's telephone number. If you want reference, I'm going to provide their reference.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to see your property, let's say if I get your property, if you want to have a look how I'm running, every 3 months, you can come and have a look.
Mm.
I have every reason to serve you. And that's how, you know, the once my, you know, the once I have a good conversation with the landlord, they are keep on giving me, Samuel.
Wow, powerful again. So it's the power of testimonials.
Absolutely.
Getting your foot in the door with the first one through persistence and then using that as leverage to be able to get more and more.
And comes with reputation, integrity, you know, the honesty as well. Mm. If you cannot serve well to your landlords, and then if they think I'm not giving them good service, and then that can be against your, you know, the reputation as well.
Yeah.
That can, you know, the that can bring your business down as well. So it's not about short-term gain. It's not about get quick rich kind of scheme. It's about always, if you want to sustain long-term, you have to serve well in any business with integrity, honesty, and that's how you grow your business.
How much money typically do you have to put down to get a rent-to-rent? How much cash do you have to put down?
My first rent-to-rent, you know, like normally we put down deposit as well, 5 weeks deposit in when we like rent out normal house. Even I didn't have to put any deposit. So the property is already in a good standard, Samuel. It's just a light refurb. So I just spend, you know, the £1,000. And then that, because that one, our first deal, myself and my partner did it, you know, like painting decorations and things like that. Once that done, and it spent about $2,500 for, you know, the furnish the property.
Yeah.
And that's it, up and running.
And how much does that property make, that first one that you got?
So that one, you know, like that one was our first one as well. We'd be nervous as well. But that property make like £900 a month. And then we got it in, you know, like that one is like October time, the winter coming.
Yes.
And I thought we'd be nervous, you know, winter, we might have like low occupancy rate. But 900 clean profit, Samuel. And then that money, all the, you know, the profit we got from that property, we keep it and then we use it for the second rent to rent. Yeah.
And how long are you doing this over a period of time? So with these rent to rents, is it a 5 year contract or a 3 year contract?
When we did it, the first one we did for 3 years.
Yeah.
So my second and third one is 5 years.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one, even we took it as a like 1 year. The reason we took it that 1 year is like because the landlord, he was happy for long term. That property was already furnished. It's like in a good condition. I don't have to put any money. It's already good to go. But he wanted to see, you know, if I'm a genuine person or not.
Yeah.
So, you know, he gave me like, we did 1 year, but we are happy with that because we have no, you know, not much money to put down as a deposit, nothing.
It was fully furnished and you put no deposit down?
No.
So what did you actually have to put down for that one?
So that one is, you just pay monthly rent.
So it's basically a no money down.
Yeah, no money down.
So why not do it over a year? Yeah. And then if he extends, he extends. Yeah. If he doesn't, you've not put any money in.
But now, looking like, because I have, you know, I have solved him really, really well, and he was really, really pleased, and he's planning to give me long-term contract on that one.
That's
again,
good.
Yeah, down to relationship again.
Yes.
How I, you know, they provide services to him.
You did the lease option boot camp.
Yeah.
And learned about how to turn rent to rents into lease options. And you've put that into practice. Talk to me about that because that's powerful stuff.
So, you know, Samuel, yeah, in your background, so that's the, you know, the beauty of being in the academy family. What we have and what other normal people don't have is like we have whole package in academy. Let's say I see all these strategies, lease option agreement, BRR, HMO, deal selling, service accommodation. These are, you know, these are the strategy we put in our toolbox. Being in academy allows me which toolkit to take out from that toolbox and apply to it. Lot of people go out there, they see the YouTube videos about lease option, and then they try to pitch all the landlords lease option. Oh, this is the easy way to make money. But in reality, you need to know in what circumstances, what situation, which innovation strategy to use. So this lease option agreement, so it's first was my, you know, the rent-to-rent deal. So rent-to-rent SA. So I shopped this landlord for a year with the rent-to-rent. Very happy, you know, the no management fee, you know, the minimum cost for her, hassle-free. So she was really, really pleased. But she wanted to sell the property. I saw first, even, you know, the, I didn't have any conversation. I saw in the right move. And I asked her, why, you know, the why wanted to sell the property? Why did you put it in the right move? And then we had a good conversation. But she struggled to sell that property, Samuel. That's the time I went there. Okay, let's have a sit down. Probably I can, you know, they help you. And we sit down, and then I listen to her, and then with the conversation, I realize in the lease option, we talk about, you know, the negative equity, but this property wasn't in negative equity. She wanted more money. And then I wanted to find out, you know, if she need cash right now or not. I found out she doesn't need a cash, big chunk of money. Everyone needs cash, but it's about, you know, the she need it urgently now or not. I found out she doesn't need it. I say, okay, what's the price you want? She said, you know, the at least I want 125 or minimum 120. I'll give you the price you want. But I'll give you in 7 years. So, as you know, I'm already managing your property. So I'm paying you rent already. So on top of that, I'll give you extra £2,000 deposit. And I'll pay your and my solicitor fee, everything as well on top.
Wow. So you've got the option to buy it for 120. If it goes up in value and it's worth 200 in 7 years time, because 7 years is a long time, then that 80 grand, you will give her 25% of that and you'll keep the rest.
Yeah.
And how much rent are you paying her every month?
So it's a 575, Samuel.
How much are you renting it out for?
So that's the, you know, the running as, you know, the my rent to rent SA. From that one, I'm making, you know, like in the summertime, almost, you know, the 900, sometimes, you know, £1,000 clean profit.
Wow.
So that is my, you know, the initial, that's my first rent-to-rent asset deals. That rent-to-rent asset deals, I turn into a lease option. So I still now running as a business.
So that's probably profit, is that bringing, would you say, about maybe 10,000 a year?
Yes.
So if you're making 10 grand a year, 7 year contract, it's gonna make you about 70 grand.
Absolutely.
And then you can use that as the deposit, well, it'll be, I don't know, a lot more to put down, and then you've got the capital appreciation. It's genius.
Absolutely, Samuel. That's why, you know, the thank you. Thank you to you. Thank you to the Academy family. And that's, you know, the if you don't know, if I don't know, I don't know. But I master those skills.
Yeah.
You know, the I spend my, you know, the money to learn the skills. And I have that skill and mindset in my head. And I think it's just the beginning, Samuel.
What happens if the landlady changes her mind and after 7 years it's really expensive, it's worth 300 grand, and she says, I've changed my mind, I don't want to sell it?
That's why it's very important that, you know, the you have, you know, the both parties have solicitors in place. Because if I don't have a correct contract in place, then it can, you know, the mess up the deal. But we have correct, you know, the contract in place. We both parties are happy and signed. And then she's very, very happy. This is the power of lease option agreement. So that is why I'm paying her, you know, the more money today, giving you, you know, the that, you know, the big amount. Yeah.
Yeah. Because now, realistically, it's probably only worth 100 grand.
Even less than 100, Samuel.
Wow.
Probably, so, you know, the I would say, you know, the because 95 was the, you know, the
95 valued, grand. Yeah. So you're assuming that over the 7 years, it will probably go up a lot. What happens if after 7 years, it's still only worth 95 and you don't want to buy it?
If I don't want to buy it, then I have option to walk away.
So you have the option, but not the obligation.
Absolutely.
So deal sourcing, is that something that you've done as well?
Yes, Samuel. Yeah, so when I start with, yes. So I didn't have a deals in the sourcing business. So I work with co-deal sources who, you know, who has already up and running business. Some of the deals I couldn't keep myself. So the one I had, you know, the surplus deals, I passed it down to co-deal sources.
And how many times have you sold a deal then? How many deals?
So not many, but at least, you know, the once, sometimes twice a month.
That's loads.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're selling 1 to 2 deals a month. Yeah. You've got 5 rent-to-rents, an SA. Yeah. And you've also, we've not mentioned, but you've also bought a couple of properties.
Yeah, brilliant. So the first one, I bought it in myself as a, you know, the first-time buyer in 2019. That is just before joining the academy. But I didn't know how to leverage, you know, from that house. So I refinanced, you know, refinanced the house and, you know, the take the equity out and then use that money to purchase my, you know, the second property, and then some of the profit from my rent-to-rent deals.
So you really have got a full toolbox of lease options, rent-to-rents, serviced accommodation, buy-to-let, deal sourcing. It's incredible.
That's the power of being academic, Samuel, because we got all the, you know, the knowledge, all the strategy, and we can use, you know, whichever we need it.
What does your family think about what you've achieved?
As you said, when I begin, when I started, like especially with the crash course and then joined the academy, I tell you, my missus didn't talk to me for, you know, the 2 days. Because that time, I didn't have a huge amount of money in my bank.
Yeah.
So, you know, I put, you know, the most of my money in the course, and she thinks, have you lost your mind? You know, we thought, you know, we're going to use that money to buy a house. And then you all, you know, you say half the money, you know, that you spend towards the course. And then that, you know, for the time being, I felt maybe, did I do the right thing here?
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. And then, but then, you know, as soon as I had, like, you know, the Monday mastermind, and then everyone doing deals, as soon as I put myself, those, you know, the good environment, you know, I believed in myself. No. What I did was, I was spending every evening in early hours to learn those. I want to master those first. I want to see first. Because when I know all these things and I'll decide whether it works, then the more I started watching, you know, learning, then I you know, the trust in the system.
Yeah.
And then all my fear, uncertainty, all my lack of confidence start disappearing, Samuel. That's what happened. And then when I get my deals, my family, you know, they always support me anyway. It's just because we both had, you know, the employee mindset to begin with. So, and then she said, wow, I wanna help you. I think you are right, she said. And then she's now my business partner, Samuel.
That's amazing.
She loves every moment, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. And thank you for the asset that you've been to the academy. And I'm really pleased with your success.
Thank you, Samuel. Thank you very much. And then thank you very much for the academy family, and then all the mentors, because, you know, I wouldn't be here today without your help.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Samuel.